This is Akashvani, the news read by Niharika Bhuvania. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for general elections 2024 tomorrow. The announcement will be made in the afternoon at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Along with Lok Sabha polls, the Commission will also declare the schedule for assembly polls to be held in some states. The term of the current Lok Sabha is going to end on the 16th of June this year. In 2019, the Lok Sabha elections were held in 7 phases during April and May. It is expected this time as well, polling will be conducted in several phases in April and May. In the last Lok Sabha elections, the BJP had registered a resounding victory, bagging 303 seats out of 543 parliamentary constituencies in the country. So far, the ruling party has announced 267 candidates, while the main opposition, Congress, declared the names of 82 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. Left, TMC, Aam Aadmi Party and some other parties have announced the names of their candidates for the Lok Sabha seats. The Union Government has rolled out an e-vehicle policy to encourage and boost domestic manufacturing of e-vehicles. The policy is aimed at attracting investments in e-vehicle space. The policy will allow Indian consumers access to latest technology while ensuring the Make in India initiative. By promoting healthy competition among EV players, the policy aims to enhance volume of production and economies of scale. It also aims to reduce imports of crude oil, lower trade deficit, and reduce air pollution. While the companies will be required to make a minimum investment of ₹4,150 crore, no cap has been set on maximum investment. Addressing a press conference, the Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, said that the policy will help to make India a manufacturing hub of e-vehicles in the world. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, today launched Ethanol 100, an alternate auto fuel in New Delhi. Mr. Puri said that the green fuels like Ethanol 100 will play a key role in sustaining the economic growth of the country. Ethanol 100, a cleaner and greener alternative to gasoline, is a blend of 92-94% ethanol, 4-5% motor spirit to provide color to the flame, and 1.5% co-solvent higher saturated alcohol. The fuel produces lower emissions of greenhouse gases, a reduction by around 63% on well-to-wheel basis. Ethanol 100 will help to mitigate the impacts of climate change and improve air quality. Prominent two-wheeler manufacturers are already undertaking trials for Ethanol 100 compliant vehicles. The External Affairs Ministry has said today that the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019, or CAA, is an internal matter of India and is in keeping with India's inclusive traditions and long-standing commitment to human rights. Addressing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "The Act grants a safe haven to persecuted minorities belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi and Christian communities from Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh who have entered India on or before 31st December 2014. He stressed that the CAA is about giving citizenship and not about taking away citizenship. The Enforcement Directorate has arrested MLC and former MP and daughter of former Chief Minister of Telangana, K. Kavita, this evening in Hyderabad, in connection with an alleged money laundering case linked to the Delhi liquor policy scam. Assistant Director of the Enforcement Directorate, Juginder, has served Kavita an arrest order and also served an arrest intimation to her family members. Besides, as the investigation officer, he served the arrest memo to Kavita. Meanwhile, BRS leaders and cadres in large numbers have reached her residence. On the occasion of World Consumer Day, Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Piyush Goyal, today launched a price monitoring dashboard for 22 essential commodities in Mumbai. It will monitor wholesale and retail prices of these commodities through 550 price monitoring centers. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore defeated Mumbai Indians by 5 runs in a thrilling eliminator encounter at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi tonight. Chasing 136 for victory, Mumbai Indians scored 130 runs for 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Now Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Delhi Capitals in the final on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.